1 to 3 with Christy D, the flavour of your afternoon. Thanks to Smash and Fry, Duke Street, Douglas. Open 12 till 10 daily.
Fair warning, it's all going to sound a bit festive for the next few minutes. There we go. Oh, isn't that lovely? That is because we are now chatting about Peel Pantaloons 2025 production. I'm going to let Liam introduce what you're doing this year. What's the panto, Liam?
It's Robin Hood.
Yay! Robin Hood's a brilliant one. Have you done this one before?
No, Robin Hood's not been done before.
So it's new for you. I don't think I've seen Robin Hood as a panto before. So tell us a little bit about how you're doing it. Tell us about the kind of background, the story, how you're making, Manxifying it.
So Manxifying Sherwood Forest is actually really quite hard. But it's the traditional story, Robin and Marian, with the Sheriff of Nottingham, who is taxing everybody and upsets all the villagers, and Marian gets kidnapped, and then Robin, Silly Willy and Nanny Fanny Flapjack and the rest of the cast all go and save the day.
Can I just say I'm delighted that we have the two comedy names with us, with Silly Willy and Nanny Fanny Flapjack. Victoria, tell us about Silly Willy.
Oh, Silly Willy's just the best. It's a fun character, got some really good bits going on for the character. A slight twist at the end, but we won't give too much away. But it's a very positive outcome for Silly Willy.
And Nanny Fanny Flapjack's Lisa.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us about your character.
So my character is the traditional dame character. Yeah. However, I'm a woman. But yes, yeah, so I'm Silly Willy's mum, and I look after all the babes in the woods.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. And I'm sure because of the type of nature of this production that it always is, you'll all be doing different things as well, I'm guessing. You're all sort of chipping in. So what other duties have you got, Lisa?
So I'm also the chair lady of the committee. So there's a lot of stuff that go into that, really. Making sure everything's going smoothly. If anyone needs any help with anything, things like that. The advertisement side of it. So I do a lot of the sponsorship and advertisements. So obviously I'm going reaching out to everyone, making sure we've got everything that we need. Getting videos together to post up on Facebook, editing them, putting them together, making sure we've get people in.
It's such fun, your Facebook, I have to say. You post fabulous things on there.
We've got Tor that helps with that. She does a lot of the posts. I just do the filming and editing and let's give it over to her.
So you're in charge of socials. Because that's the thing, isn't it? It's trying to get the word out there.
Yeah,
but Peel Panto has always had such a good following, hasn't it? And I think that's partly because of the sort of community nature of what you do, Victoria.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we like to offer for the community, for Peel and the whole island. We'd love people coming from further afield. And, you know, even the community within Peel Pantaloons, the people that are involved, it's such a great bunch of people. A lot of families involved, but even those that aren't necessarily families, we all feel like one big family as well. You know, it's really nice that we get quite a lot of feedback. New people come and watch as well, yet we've got our regulars. But even months down the line, I'll cross paths with somebody, must have been about April time, somebody approached me in my work's car park and said, we came and watched Alice in Wonderland last year and it was really great. And that sort of reaction is really nice, especially when you're still getting it months down the line. So, and that was, you know, someone that had come from Douglas, brought their family for the first time, and they're like, we're definitely coming back. So,
well, it's so feel good, isn't it? And I think that's what people want, not just at this time of year, all year round. So that's why people look forward to it, I think. But Liam, there is something a bit different about Peel Pantaloons and the way you put things on. There is something specifically Peel about it, isn't there? Which is so lovely.
There is, yeah. And I think that's a testament really to our cast and our committee. We've always carried this tradition. I think we were talking at the weekend, we've been going for 35 years now.
Wow.
And so obviously as the generations and as the cast and the team have moved on and grown, there's this I suppose you could call it like a bloodline that just runs through Peel Pantaloons. So I'd like to think, I think it was Keith that originally set it up, that if he was to come and see it now, he would still see some of those things that they put into it. And
you've had some famous faces in the past, because our Ben Hartley has been a member of your cast a number of times and thoroughly enjoyed it. He was talking about it the other day, saying one of his highlights was being involved with Peel Panto, which is just wonderful. So you're directing again. It's your third time directing.
Third time directing, yeah. Again, yes.
So how are you approaching it this year? What can we expect?
So I always like to put a little couple of Liamisms, as I like to call them, into the show. And we've got a fully fledged archery contest this year.
An on-stage archery contest?
That's fully health and safety compliant.
Not real arrows.
Not real arrows, but they are real arrows, shall we say.
Yes.
Oh, no, they're not.
So, yeah, we got the archery contest, and there was this bizarre moment with one of our songs that I decided that I'd get the kids to help me choreograph. And we must have spent 2 weeks on this particular dance. And I think nearly every child has had input somehow into this dance. And actually, it's one of the greatest dances. I'm so proud of it and them. So I'm looking forward to that becoming a thing for them to and the audiences to see, because I don't know what made me decide to do it. But having the kids choreograph it was a different take on it, for sure.
Oh, see, that again, that's what I'm talking about with the whole thing about it being just a bit different with Pio Panto, because everyone just chips in, don't they? At least, what are some of your favourite parts this year?
I think it's got to be my solo.
Ooh, what's your solo? You're allowed to give it away or not?
Am I allowed? Yeah, solos. I have actually. Yeah, no, I forgot about that. I've got two.
Greedy.
My favourite one is Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Oh, what a tune.
However, it's got a little bit of a twist to it. It's not the original music.
Interesting.
It's swing.
Swing / jazz.
/ jazz, yeah.
So, I'm going to love that.
Don't get me wrong, when Liam sent it me, I was a bit like, oh God, have I got to sing this? But as time's gone on, it's become possibly my favourite song that I've done for years. And it's just got that little bit different to it, but still very Damey.
Yes.
And then we've got a show tune in there as well. So we've got Papa from Oliver. So that's another
great
one of my songs.
Sing-along.
So that's one of my other solos there. So it's really good.
And Victoria, that's the thing, isn't it? Because the music is so important in Pure Pantaloons productions, isn't it?
Very much so, yeah. And it's the best time for the kids to get involved. They're always involved in the songs and the dances. And we like the variety that Panto allows us to have. There's some songs that are written into the script, which is great. And they're using, you know, traditional songs that or music that will be familiar, but the words will be slightly different. But then we've got the option to pick current hits, some older stuff, and have a real nice mixture of music going on, hopefully to appeal to everyone's taste.
It's a really big mix, that's the thing. And we're going to play a song in just a moment, which is one of the songs you're going to be using on the night. Liam, when is it actually on, and how can people get tickets? You're going to be annoyed with me for asking me that, aren't you?
I know it's on between the 6th and the 13th of December.
Well done.
And that we've got 6 shows in that period of time. There's some matinees and some evening shows. I don't think, and this isn't good for sales, but I don't think it's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of that week.
Yes.
I'm genuinely the last person to ask when it's on. My head's full
Victoria,
of so many.
When's it on?
So we've got 2 matinees on that first weekend. The 6th and the 7th are matinee shows. And then we're having a little break, and we'll start again on the Thursday for an evening performance, then a Friday evening performance, and then on the 13th we'll have our usual matinee and evening performance.
Which so. And you do have to have a bit of a break because you've got young ones in there. Who's the youngest, Lisa? Who's the youngest cast member?
Yeah. Seven's our youngest, yeah. It's his first year doing it, so he's watched it for years and has decided to join us.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Very cute,
and
very
that and again, I'm sure he'll be with you for many years to come, because as you say,
hopefully.
It's just one of those things, isn't it?
Yep.
It's catching, shall we say.
Yes, definitely, yeah.
Well, we're going to hear a song from the production, but we are going to be giving away tickets from tomorrow onwards, so stay tuned for your chance to win tickets to go and see Robin Hood, the Pio Pantaloons' latest production from the 6th of December. We're going to play Stargazing. Are we allowed to know how this fits in, Liam, with the actual production, or is it a surprise?
No, it's not really surprised. It's how we finish the show. It's our crescendo. I think it's the moment where we bring all the actors out on stage for the walk down and let them have their moment, because they've worked so hard over the last 3 months that it's really important that they come out and they take their bows, and this is the song that I chose to do it, because I think the words just fit really well to the story and to what we're trying to do.
They really do, and it's a great song, and again it's a good indication of how the music in it is so varied. It's going to be brilliant fun as ever, I have no doubt whatsoever. Stay tuned for your chance to win tickets over the next few days, but it's on from December the 6th. Tickets Celtic Gold and all the usual places. It's at the Centenary Centre. as ever. Thanks so much for coming in, everyone. Break a leg, but also don't really. This is
not this year.
No. Oh, yes, of course. Oh, yes, there was breakages last year.
Yes, there was. I was just back out of on my feet in time for the show, thankfully.
Oh, my word. You're all right this year, Victoria?
Yeah, yeah. All good. I've been wrapped in cotton wool.
Bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Bless you. Now all you've got is poor Ellie, who's doing her A-levels and is also in the production at the same time.
Yes, it's full on.
Full on, but
yes.
Worth it.
Yes, absolutely,
absolutely worth it. Well, thank you so much for popping in. For you all, this is Miles Smith and Stargazing.
1 to 3 with Christy D, the midday show with flavour. Thanks to Smash and Fry, open daily from 12 across from the library on Duke Street.